As promised, we have from the Mexico High School academic team, head coach Dale Schinnewerk, also all-star Camden Williams in the studio. I want to say good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you guys in here. Is it academic bowl season already here, coach?
We start this Saturday here at home, and once we start, we go till June, so... Seems like we're, like the hockey season, it's almost never off.
Well, yeah. Is that true, Camden? I mean, what do you do during the off season of the academic bowl? How do you get prepared for a fresh season?
Once you see that national competition, you realize it never stops. So you're just always studying, working with the team especially. This summer, we were all together, really putting our minds together and getting ready for the season to start.
Let's talk a little bit about this year's team. Of course, you guys have had major success over the last couple of years. Who's returning? Are there some new stars, some new faces joining the Mexico High School academic team?
Well, the A team is going to be a lot of returning talent senior-wise. Camden's coming back for his senior year. We've got Andrew Poister joined us halfway through last year and really is going to be a number two to Camden, but he's a shining star anywhere he goes. You've got Carter Blackburn and Lucy Gleason rounding out the A team this year.
Very nice. Let's talk about the competition this Saturday. Who are the teams that will be involved in the competition, and where is it being held at? It's here in Mexico?
At the Mexico High School, yes, indeed.
All right.
We've got good competition coming in for us this fall. Ledoux and Washington, two teams that we either played at state or we played them to go to state the last 2 years.
All right. What about the rest of the season? Anybody on the schedule that you're eyeing, or a particular tournament that might be tougher than others?
The Washington tournament up in St. Louis. It's always a really good competition because you got all those St. Louis teams, you got teams out of Kansas City all coming, and sometimes even out of state teams. And later on, we're going to be going up to Chicago actually to go play a tournament there around December, and there will be teams from Detroit, New York City, Atlanta, all teams from all over the country really coming to compete. So.
No doubt. I know fundraising is always a big deal for the academic team. You guys do several fundraisers throughout the year. Any of those coming up that we want to put out there today?
We're getting ready to start looking for team sponsors this year. One idea that came out of last year was when we go to state, when we go to nationals, when we host conference this year, wear different shirts with our sponsors on the back. And even come up with a banner to take to nationals this year, because we're looking to spread awareness of Mexico across the nation for us.
Absolutely. Camden?
And that's really one of those things I want to emphasize too, is just how much our community supports us, because I talk to so many people from even big cities around the country, and they always complain about not getting enough support and whatnot. And I can assure you that the amount of support we receive here in Mexico is outstanding.
That is terrific. Now, I was never on the academic team, but I'm thinking you guys need a theme song. The St. Louis Blues had Gloria several years ago. They won the Stanley Cup. Is there any particular theme song, Camden, that you would pick out for the team if you had to choose one?
We got to go with some sort of, like, we got to dominate this season, so we got to get something like that.
Okay.
There's that, I don't know, one of those LeBron James songs, maybe, that those highlight songs. We'll make that the team song.
Very nice. Well, we want to wish you guys the best of luck on the upcoming academic season. We'll have you guys in several more times to get updates. Rankings, they come out in?
Around November.
We'll November. I'm sure you guys will be very high up on the list once again. Once again, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you
so much.